Question 4. Who would you be without the thought?
This is a very powerful question. Picture yourself standing in the presence of the person you have written about when they're doing what you think they shouldn't be doing. Now, just for a minute or two, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine who you would be if you couldn't think this thought. How would your life be different in the same situation without this thought? Keep your eyes closed and watch them without your story. What do you see? How do you feel about them without the story? Which do you prefer, with or without your story? Which feels kinder? Which feels more peaceful? For many people, life without their story is literally unimaginable. They have no reference for it. So I don't know is a common answer to this question. Other people answer the question by saying, I'd be free, I'd be peaceful, I'd be a more loving person, or I'd be clear enough to understand the situation and act efficiently. Without our stories, we are not only able to act clearly and fearlessly, we are also a friend, a listener. We are people living happy lives. We are appreciation and gratitude that have become as natural as breath itself. Happiness is the natural state for someone who knows that there's nothing to know and that we already have everything we need right here, now. The answer to question 4 may leave us without an identity. This is very exciting. You're left with nothing and as nothing other than the reality of the moment, with no illusion of a past or future. A variation of question 4 that I sometimes ask is, who or what would you be without the thought? Sit with it. Let any thoughts or pictures come and go as you contemplate this form of the question. It can be an extremely rich experience. Peace is the answer that people often come to. And again, I ask, what would you be without even that